on this Heavenly Father's edition of Dave's Gone By. I figured, let me talk to a dad. Let me talk to someone who's had a kid who has struggled with the horrors and nightmares and desperation of being a father of a rotten kid. Who could I possibly get that would fill the bill for an interview guest? And I thought, aha, I know. Let me get someone I am genetically connected to. He is my own father. He's been a guest on Dave's Gone By quite a few times over the years, usually to celebrate his birthday in February and also to celebrate Father's Day. So I will say to my dad in New York, Happy Father's Day, Philip Lefkowitz. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you very much.
Good. Good. What's new?
Good to hear your voice.
You too. What's been doing? What's new in your life?
Not too much. You know, it gets kind of icky during the hot weather. So we don't really traipse around very much. Although, I tell you, I made a trip to Home Depot the other day. And I met such nice people. They really have a nice crew over here in Freeport.
What were you guys doing at Home Depot in Freeport, New York?
Well, I was going to replace the towel rack that I have that was put up in the bathroom, and by taking the old towel ring actually, by taking the old one with me, the salesman was very, very, very knowledgeable and very nice. And he showed me that all I really needed was to tighten a screw. I thought the whole thing had come off because it broke.
Oh.
But it just loosened up over the years.
So
like I just got my little hex key and tightened it. But they were just so, I couldn't get over how nice they were. And spend as much time as they needed. It was just a very nice, and didn't try to sell me anything. I was ready to buy another
a whole rack, right? Well, you know, let me tell you, really, you don't need much more in this life than a nice rack and a good screw. I mean, that's speaking, you know, as a Home Depot.
And I didn't even know about it.
Maybe he was offering something you didn't pick up on. I don't know. But my kind of radio thing is talking about bathroom towel racks here on Dame's Gone By. How's mom doing? My mother, Brenda Lefkowitz, is married to my father for, is it 48 years, 49? How much is it?
You better get ready, kiddo, because it's going to be 50.
50 when?
On March 18th, 2012.
Wait, you guys were married that long before
62.
You had... 52. Sorry? 52.
We were married in 62.
62. Okay. Wait. Yeah, okay. I guess it is. Because I'm not even 48 yet. So I thought you had me a lot quicker into the marriage, but maybe not. You were married for like 2 years before you had me? I guess.
How about that?
Huh.
Maybe we knew what was coming, so we held off.
See, I thought you had me before you got married, and no.
Go there.
No.
Especially with your mother.
Oh, please, I mean, sure, yeah.
I don't know if we talked about this before, but when your mother and I were going out, and she was going to meet my folks for the first time, and she came over to the house on Ocean Parkway.
Yes.
And nobody was home. She wouldn't come into the apartment with me. We walked around the house until my folks got home.
Well, she...
That's how much she trusted me.
Well, she was right. I mean, let's face it. You know?
Absolutely.
I would have been conceived 2 years early. I mean, come on. Let's be honest, Dad, you know. Mom was a nice piece back in the day, let's face it, you know. Hey, I know.
Beautiful, beautiful girl.
Yeah. How's she doing, though? How's Mom doing? Last time we talked, she was getting over a cold, but is she over that?
Yeah, she's fine.
Thank God.
She's out spatsering with her sister.
My Aunt Esther.
It's her wont on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So let me ask.
Why did they call it her wont? It's actually more like her will.
You know, that's actually very true. Well, her wont is her will. I like that. Anyway, okay.
I'm still giving you stuff to think about.
You absolutely are. How old are you, Dad? Are you 73?
70. That sounds old.
Is it? Well, how old are you?
Let's see. I was just 74, I believe.
Oh, my. So you're coming up.
11.
You're coming up on 75? Wow.
Right.
Mit Mazel. Yeah, I have to get on the radio to find out these things about my own father. So sad. Because, you know, being an egotist and being on the radio, it's the only time I actually listen to people. Dad could have told me this 10 times over the past year, but it's only on the radio. I'm like, well, when was, oh, you know, 75. Wow, cool. But let me ask some thoughts.
You pay attention when I speak.
Let me ask Dad some thoughts about your own father and your great-grandfather, because we talked about Grandpa Sam a bit.
Oh, your great-grandfather.
I'm sorry, yes, my great-grandfather, Grandpa Louie.
Right.
How much did you know or did you remember my great-grandfather on your father's side, Grandpa Louie?
I remember he made a striking figure when he walked down the street. He was a very tall man, and he would go to synagogue every day.
Wow.
And he made quite an imposing picture, walking down the street, tall and erect. And
well, let's not get too technical about that. Oh, you mean his posture. Yeah, okay.
I guess I got to choose my words more carefully when
absolutely.
I'm talking to you, you degenerate you.
My own father just called me a degenerate on the air. Thank you, Dad.
I thought you'd consider that an endorsement.
Oh, my God. Was Grandpa Louis Orthodox, or did he just, was he going to shul?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I didn't know that. But Grandpa Sam, your father, was not.
No. Well, he worked, and he worked 7 days a week sometimes. Six every week, and every seventh week he worked seven.
My God, but that was your father. So in other words, he couldn't be Orthodox even if he wanted to. But your great-grandfather was. I did not. I thought only Mom's side of the family was Orthodox. It didn't occur to me that at some point yours was too.
Yeah.
How as often? Said, yes, sir.
Dad's father was as Orthodox as you can get.
So how much do you remember? I mean, how old were you when he died?
Well, let's see. I figure I was in my teens, probably. I don't remember specifically.
But it meant, if you were in your teens, that meant you spent, you know, I assume some quality time with your great-grandfather. So do you have any further thoughts on him or memories other than the figure that he cut when he would be going to shul or walking in the streets?
Well, every Passover, he worked for Manischewitz.
Yeah.
The family would be provided with matzah and wine. And he set a nice example for everybody.
Cool.
Was a good man.
Okay. I mean, it's funny, but I'm still not getting any kind of real personal recollections of anything from, I guess we were young, but.
Well, one of the things that sticks in my mind is he always wore a vest, never a vest and a jacket, at least not in my recollection. Mm-hmm. Always a vest, always smoking a pipe, always had a tin of Prince Albert in the can, or a half and half, lying on the table.
What is Prince Albert in a can?
That's pipe tobacco.
Oh, okay.
And I remember taking a picture of my grandfather, an old picture, to a photography studio to have it fixed brought up to date.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing he says to me, well, we can put a jacket on him. We can take the pipe out of his hand. I said, well, I don't know whose picture it's going to be, but that's not my grandfather.
Exactly. Yes, good for you. Absolutely.
One of the things that defined my grandfather was the vest only and the pipe.
Yeah.
So I nixed that idea quickly.
And then
you see the picture in the house of Grandpa and Grandma.
Well, your grandpa.
Dead side.
Yeah. It's interesting to me. It's like, did it ever, because, you know, me knowing you, as you may have known your father and grandfather, it's like, did it occur to you at some point when you were in your 20s and 30s and 40s and you would take quite a lot of pride in your appearance when you were working and wearing a suit and making sure you came out of the house dressed well and you smoked a pipe? I mean, did you ever think that you were sort of channeling Grandpa, your Grandpa Louis, my great-grandfather?
Well, that hadn't occurred to me, but now that you mention it, it makes sense.
You know, that probably made an impression. I'm sorry?
What?
I'm saying that probably made an impression.
Yeah, especially since I held him in such high esteem.
Now, we're talking about your grandfather on your father's side. I have no clue, honestly, about your grandfather on your mother's side.
Well, he died long before I was born.
Oh, who was it? What was his name?
Philip.
No, you're kidding me.
I am named for him. Fivel Yisrael in Hebrew.
Oh, that's where the P came. Usually it's just the letter these days, but you took the whole name. It was Philip Lefkowitz, named after your maternal grandfather. Were you told anything about him that you remember?
Well, he apparently he paid for passage to bring my grandmother and the kids over from Europe. He saved and saved and worked and worked, and he came here first and sent back money for first class passage for the family.
Wow. First class, nice, yeah.
Yeah, except when they came over in steerage.
Of course.
Because somebody must have pulled a scam and took the first class ticket and stuck them in steerage.
Of course. Wow, but that's, huh.
Well, you know, they see them coming.
Yeah, of course.
They figure, what do they know? They're newcomers to the country and take advantage of them. Why not?
So, but do you remember what your maternal, what Philip Lefkowitz, the grandfather, did? Was he in New York?
Philip
what
Kronberg.
Was he? Oh, it's Kronberg. Okay, that makes sense. But what was he? How did he raise the money? What was his job?
He worked. I don't remember at this point. I'm sorry, I go blank.
Well, no, I mean, it's not as if you would know. If he died fairly long before you were born.
Before I was born, because I was named for him.
Right, of course. How long did your grandmother on your mom's side, did you know her?
Oh, yeah, on mom's side?
Yeah, who was that?
Absolutely. We used to go there once a week to visit. She lived in a house that our uncle built for my grandmother. And, you've heard of Uncle Leo.
Right, yeah, okay.
Okay, so he built the house for Bubby, as we called her.
Right.
And she used to live there. And Arnie and Sam and Merrill and Iris.
Okay, these are all...
I don't think Judy was born yet.
Brothers and sisters, I think, right? Or...
Yeah, they were...
Well, I understand we're on the radio, so I'm trying to also connect for people who these people are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
these are our cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie and Sam had Judy and Merrill and Iris.
Okay.
So it was three girls. And we used to go visit them once a week. mm-hmm. on Avenue U. Well, it was actually between T and U on East 2nd Street. But what I remember very much about that trip was we used to go by trolley. Nobody had a car.
We
would get off the trolley at Avenue U and McDonald Avenue, where the trolley ran. Uh-huh. They had the tracks there. And there was an Italian cheese shop. No offense, but wow.
What, the smell?
Well.
Okay.
To this day, I remember what it was like.
Wow.
They had these big cheeses hanging outside the store, and it just, to my nose, it polluted the air. But of course, to some people, I guess it was like a perfume.
For connoisseurs, yeah. I mean, it's a shame they couldn't have the Munster wheels in the window and then, like, the Limburger wheels in the basement. I don't know why they didn't think of that. Yeah.
No. That wouldn't draw people from miles and miles away where they could smell this stuff.
Oh, my God. Well, this is so cool hearing about, like, my great-grandparents, which I really never heard quite a lot about. And then, of course, there was, your father, Grandpa Sam, who, I remember, of course. I mean, I was already in my early teens.
Lots of stories about Grandpa Sam. What a wonderful man.
Yeah, he was.
And the hours he kept. And, of course, you know about him being held up about 30 times in the store.
When he was in the pharmacy, yeah.
He was.
I think we've talked about all that stuff on other
I think so.
Episodes. But let me ask, how often do you think of Grandpa Sam?
Oh, well, I won't say every day. Mm-hmm. But any time somebody talks about mother or father or grandparents or whatever, the whole thing comes back in a rush.
Really? Well, yeah, of course it would. You know. I understand that. That's cool. Wow, this has been really, really cool. I'm so glad to be talking to my father, Philip Lefkowitz, just a few months
ago. Guilty as charged.
Well, the other Philip Lefkowitz, I didn't even realize your other dad was named, well, your grandpa was named Philip, the other one. That's, makes sense, but it's news to me. Or, as I said, it's probably something I heard but forgot.
He's the one I was named for.
Yeah. But, you know me, I'm a sieve. I don't remember familial information at all. You know, nothing.
By the way, who is this?
It's Howard Stern. Who do you think it is?
Oh, Howie!
Yeah. So are you naked yet? No, but talking to my dad out in Hewlett, Long Island, my beloved and wonderful dad. I hope to get to see you in a couple of months if I can get back to New York to see you all and also to see my aunts and uncles and all that kind of stuff. What else?
Looking forward to it.
Me too. So are you celebrating Father's Day in any particular way tomorrow or doing anything fun this weekend?
I don't know, unless there are plans by my back, you know.
Mm.
I would imagine it's possible.
Well, you'll be screwing in a towel rack. That'll be really exciting.
Wish I
could be there for that.
I did that already.
Oh, you already did it? Oh, man.
Yeah, all I needed was to know where that screw went and to get the key that turned it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you could have saved it for, like, a special occasion. I can't believe you already did that. You already had that great moment.
Well, the only thing about it that bothered me was if you take the rack off, it was the ring, actually. It was a towel ring.
Uh-huh.
And if you take that off the post, it leaves this jutting projection.
Ooh.
That could be very dangerous. And some people have been known to pass out in bathrooms.
Some people.
Not mentioning any names, Philip.
That's okay. Sometimes I pass out after you've been in the bathroom, so there you go. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what that means. Wow, dead silence.
I remember passing out and waking up on the floor and seeing two teeth lying next to me. So it's not fun. I joke about it, but it's not fun at all.
No, you got to be careful. You got to watch out for those things. So good. I'm glad you got the rack up, Dad. Every inch of me just wants to make another dirty joke, but I'm not quite there yet.
And, we really checked it out. I mean, they got so upset. We called the doctor, of course, and the doctor came to the house, and for $5, he said, or $10 at that time, I don't know what it was, but he says, well, some people faint.
Hmm. And you know what? His diagnosis was probably as true at that point.
Wait a minute. You're getting ahead of the story.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay.
Mom, she should rest in peace. She says, some people faint. What kind of baloney is that? So she takes me to a friend, a diagnostician. Hoo-hoo-hoo. And he checks me out. And not only that, he puts me in the hospital for a week.
Oh, my God.
And they run tests on me. And after all the results are in, we're in his office. And he looks over the tests. He looks at me and he says, well, some people faint. I almost fell off my chair.
Were you laughing or were you just like, I don't believe it?
Hysterical. He didn't know what was going on. I said, do that for $5. I didn't have to come and go through what I just went through. And believe me, a week in the hospital was no picnic.
Oh, God, no. But kudos to that first doctor also, that old kind of doctor who shined the light in your eyes,
Dr.
looked
Moses
in your ears.
Press.
Oh, that was Dr. Press?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. See, I mean, there's something to be said for that guy who just came to the house, looked you over, tested your heartbeat, and pretty much knew. Yeah. He wasn't specializing just in your nose or in your gut. He was just like,
right.
He looked at you, didn't need an X-ray, but didn't need an MRI. He was like,
What did they say? There is no substitute for experience.
That's true. That's true. Well, it's been a wonderful experience talking to my father, Philip Lefkowitz, here on Dave's Gone By. I want to wish my dad a very, very happy...
By the way, if I can take a little time just to give you a little footnote to that story.
Yeah, please.
When my mother was a truck in Russia...
She was what?
Her mother.
Yeah.
Her mother was the local midwife. And she used to take the children who were sick to the doctor in the nearby town.
Uh-huh.
And she would take her youngest child along because she had no place to leave him. Or leave her.
Right.
While she had the neighbor's kid being looked at by the doctor, he heard her baby in the waiting room, choking or coughing or something. And the doctor says, never mind this kid.
Right.
The child you should worry about is that one.
Wow.
And damned if she didn't die.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, I mean, good for the doctor in one way, but if he'd been a better doctor, maybe he could have saved her.
That's a possibility too.
But should have gone with a specialist. No, I'm kidding. Pretty creepy story, but wow. Well, that's a downer. That's kind of a bummer.
Oh.
Let's get back to the towel rack.
I didn't mean it that way.
Well, but I gotta go. It's about 10:59 in the morning, and gotta get on with the show. But want to say love you. Happy Daddy's Day. Give my love to Mom also. Philip Lefkowitz. All the way from New York. Dad, so good to talk to you.
Amen. Me too.